Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You say you've heard what Mayor Stinson wants to do as far as taking over the Buffalo Grand Hotel. What was your initial reaction when you heard this from Mayor Scanlon?
To be honest, I still haven't heard it from Mayor Scanlon. I have only had media calling me saying, can I react to Mayor Scanlon? So this was completely blindsiding us. We have not heard from Mayor Scanlon. I have made attempts to speak with him in the past. I've been rebuffed by his office that he's very busy. I have had no email, no phone call, no letter, no registered letter, no attempt to reach me whatsoever on this rather dramatic move. Totally out of left field. So I don't even know what he said. I have a general idea, and I'll give you my responses on a big picture basis, because I am absolutely unaware of what specifically he has in mind. I don't even know what these measures are. You know, I have not even had a chance to talk to lawyers yet. We are certainly not just going to roll over and go away. And we certainly are going to oppose this strategy for whatever he thinks it accomplishes. You know, we own the hotel. We intend on continuing to own the hotel. You know, we did not let it fall into decay. We bought a hotel that was in decay. We had it open. It was apparently safe because it was not shut down. We were working with the building commissioner throughout. We did not plan a pandemic, nor did we plan a fire. When the fire happened, we had actually spent $750,000 cleaning up the whole guest wing of the area of the building so it could be functional. We had it ready to open within 60 days of the fire, working with the building inspector at the time, who was an experienced senior building inspector, who instructed us to place a wall to close off the event area where the fire happened in the far end of the event area, which is a good 400 feet away from the guest wing. Guest wing was intact. They wanted the hotel rooms open. We were prepared to open the hotel rooms with the building inspector's cooperation and direction. 2 days before we were going to open, the building commissioner, Catherine Amder, came into the building and announced, I'm not letting you open. This entire building has to be completely rebuilt to my satisfaction before I will let you have anybody in this building. Totally out of left field. Now, we did have a fire, a multi-million dollar fire. We had fired an insurance claim. It was a $50 million claim. That's not small change to fix the building up. We knew a lot of work had to go on in that part of the building to fix it back up. But we were prepared to open the guest wing and have them open. This city could have had those guest rooms within days of that fire, 3.5 years ago. They could have been open all that time. The building commissioner did not want them open because of damage in the far end of the building. We were prepared to deal with that and work with them on that. We then spent 3 years fighting a multi-billion dollar insurance company, Travelers Insurance, to settle our claim. They waited till the very last day before we could have filed a bad faith claim to settle. That was late last summer, early fall. When that was settled, we finally received a settlement payment, all of which was absorbed into paying off the mortgage, which was required under the mortgage documents in the settlement, and paying any arrears on city, county, or other state and other taxes that due. Everything was brought up to date last fall. We then began the process of trying to refinance the building to reopen the hotel in full. We have secured that financing. We have paid the commitment fees. We have done the appraisal, and we are within a few weeks of pulling that financing to begin work on the hotel. Now, this information about the financing was given to the city 2 weeks ago. They were aware we were doing this. We were in housing court with them on multiple occasions. We worked with the judge there. We gave him a full set of the documents showing our plan of the things we were going to do, showing the financing commitment, showing proof of payment of the commitment fees. The city was there. The city building inspector was there. The city lawyer didn't bother to show up. He came in late. They knew about all this. So that's why I'm a little upset.
Harry, I'll read you a portion of the mayor's press release. He says there were repeated efforts to engage you in meetings as recently as November of last year and claims no substantial progress.
Total bullshit. If he can show me any example, all of the media got a hold of me in minutes. The mayor's office is across the street from the hotel. That's total bullshit. If he can provide me with one example of trying to reach me to have a meeting, I would be surprised. Carry on.
As far as the progress of restoring the Buffalo Grant Hotel, how has that progress been? And in your mind, is it up to code for Buffalo to let you reopen it and run it?
No, it's not up to code right now. It's not up to code, but it won't be up. It won't open until up to code. We've never disagreed with the necessity of safety. We've never disagreed with that. We've tried, but you know, when you have a $50 million fire on a building that needed work, no question about that. We've never disagreed with that. We didn't program the fire. We didn't program, you know, a 2-year pandemic that starved us of resources very heavily. We've struggled to get financing for a long time. We couldn't get the financing until we had the insurance settlement done. We couldn't do the work until we had it done. There were allegations, I hear, that there are people living in the building, which is also bullshit. The building inspector in court 2 weeks ago said there are people living in the corridors of the building. I questioned him on that and said, which corridors? It turned out it was an alcove outside the building. I said, well, is it possibly an outside alcove? Oh, yeah, maybe that's the one. So you saw one person in an alcove, and you're going and saying that there are people living in the building. We have cameras throughout the building. We have security going through the building. There are no people living in the building. Anybody who's attempted to, we've thrown them out. The police have adequate records of the number of times they've been in here. This building is monitored 24/7. The mayor made no attempts to reach me. I wouldn't recognize him. I've never met him. I've never heard from him. I've tried.
How frustrating is it to hear about the city's plans and not hear it from the city itself, rather from the media like myself?
Well, I think that indicates what this is really all about. This is a photo op. I put my life savings and those of my investors into this building. We are into this for millions of dollars. I did not come here to just, you know, I'm not a billionaire for this hotel as a hobby. I've lived at this hotel like 24/7 for years when it was operating. I've taken on a huge building. I agree. It needed work. I agree. That has been our plan all along. We've been sideswiped by two massive setbacks, being the pandemic and the fire. And I think the biggest setback was this 3-year battle with the insurance company. We could have opened the hotel on the amount of money spent on legal fees. I mean, it was a classic insurance company starve out the little guy. But it's settled. And for them to say there's huge arrears is not true. Everything was paid up last fall. Yes, there's been some arrears since that time. But we've had no cash flow for 5 years. Pandemic and fire. Nothing. And we wanted to open. We tried to open. We worked with the building inspector to open. I don't know what to say anymore. This is just totally unfair. Nothing. No notice at all. Just bang, out of left field. Let's have a public announcement. You think that's going to make our lender good?
How close are you to reopening and getting this ready?
Well, it's going to take a lot of work. I mean, it's summer, fall. It's hard to give a date because I don't know. But we have the funding finally ready. We've paid the fees. We've signed the commitments. We've done the appraisal. You know what it's like to try to, you can probably imagine what it's like to try to finance a hotel with no revenue in the middle of financial chaos, with Canadians not even wanting to go across the border, except for crazy people like you have to go to a press conference that didn't happen, that I didn't know about. I mean, this has been the worst series. It's been now 5.5 years of nothing but with completely sideswiped with boots to the head. My poor little head is spinning. But I am not walking away. And once I figure out what all the legalities are involved here, we will certainly respond legally. I don't know what to say anymore. I just tried to paint the picture as it was. We bought this hotel to fix it up. We intend to fix it up. We've had major setbacks, major, major setbacks that were not of our making. And I am quite disappointed that the mayor and his staff did. I won't blame it on staff. I'm just, what happened this morning was uncalled for totally. I'm not in hiding. We're not ignoring them. They had this information already within City Hall. Why they're saying we're doing nothing and they're ignoring them is beyond me. It is not true.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.